What a joy it is to be in this conference and to hear the word of the Lord as it is given by so many who are well instructed in the matter. As always, my brothers and sisters, I am thanking personally, as well as in behalf of the church, for the counsel and encouragement we have received in this general conference. Those who have provided the music have added so much to these sessions. Those of you who are in attendance have listened thoughtfully, and you have been fed the bread of life. Most of all, the Lord has blessed us with His Spirit, for which we are deeply grateful. What has been received, however, must not be put out of our thoughts with the singing of the closing hymn, as we have listened to each sermon. We have added our own emphatic amens with the final amen this afternoon still ringing in our ears. Let us go back to our homes with a determination to do better and to put into practice those principles we have learned about the last 2 days. Brothers and sisters, our challenge is the same as it was always before, when we have been taught correct principles. The challenge has been put well by an ancient prophet who said, "Now, if ye believe all these things, see that ye do them." We must not let the inner results we have had made during this conference to be forgotten as we return to the trials and tribulations and responsibilities of a workaday world, a world of turmoil and strife. For a few hours I have been apart from the world in general conference, and the Spirit has whispered peace to our souls. Now we must return to places again in the world, but we are better prepared to enter into that world. Let us more fully and confidently go ahead and meet the problems that beset us. It has been a great time of rejoicing during these days of conference, when friends have met friends and where people have received much counsel. If all of the folks who have been to this conference will return to their homes, make up their minds that they are going to fulfill the obligations they had agreed to do even before, that will be splendid. We're bound to note events and trends in the world which constitute special challenges. We cannot expect to live in the times of turbulence without experiencing some of that turbulence ourselves, But we do not need to be tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Without anchor, we have followed. We have fellowship in the divine church. We have presented the daily prophets to guide us. We have Christ as our shepherd to lead us. Even so, brethren and sisters, modern communications have a way of bringing the world into our homes, and we must not lose our perspective, even if others are confused. If we hear discouraging reports and are sobered by the events in the world, let us not become faint-hearted. Do not weary by the way. But the Lord's program will surely be fulfilled and completed. It is wonderful to be with you again, brethren and sisters. I have had the privilege of attending many, many conferences throughout the many years that I have been in a position in this church. We will see the constant progress of the Lord's work, even in the worst of problems in the world. It will roll forth until it fills the whole earth. He has given us and associates so many, many times. He has told us that it will be our great blessing and compliments. That he is bound to keep his promises. He does, he will. I suppose if I have learned anything in life, it is that they are to keep moving, keep going, and accepting the program as it comes. We will change it, of course, as we feel the need of it. We are very much impressed by Brother with his Lamanite program, which was very impressive to me. And we come to realize that that is a reality. It is not a question in our minds. It's a reality, and it's spread far and wide in the world. We're very proud of the work that is being done. We're grateful for it. We are greatly conscious of the fact that among the Lamanites, as well as among all of the other peoples of the other countries, that we have a responsibility to them to see that the gospel reaches their hearts and minds and that they understand it. We say again to the good people of this church, now let us go forth having been edified to bless and edify our families, our neighbors, and our friends. And we are bound together by the fact that we are all literal children of our Heavenly Father, and that he loves us. We have spoken much about love today, and my feeling is whenever I think of any of the countries of the world which I have visited in my lifetime, that I have a very great love for them, for them as individuals, and as people who have responded at one time or another. Brothers and sisters, I would like to be known as the one who loves my brothers and sisters. I would like that love to be extended far, far and near by all of the visitors who leave this conference and go to other places to carry on the work of the Lord. The Lord lives, God lives, and Jesus is the Christ. And we have his only begotten Son and the Savior and Redeemer of this world. And it is my solemn testimony that we are witnesses to this great phenomenon, and we are grateful indeed for the constant surveillance of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he means to us and has given to us in our hearts. The Lord bless you, my dear brethren, and I hope, and sisters, I hope that you will go forward now with a new spring in your walk, and with you may be able to carry forward a new series of things that you have planned all your life to do, that you could do them well, do them better than you've ever done them before, and that you may pass to the numerous people who need the blessing so much and give them the assurance that the gospel is here, that the Lord is God, that Jesus Christ is our Son and Redeemer, and that he is dependable totally in our work. We pray that the Lord may continue to bless you, and we'd be glad if you would take back to your homes, to your people, our sincere and deep love. We appreciate it more than we can say. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.